Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's Steph Moon time. Good evening, Steph.
Good evening, Will.
And welcome to the start of February. Great that we've finally got January out of the way.
Oh, well, it is, isn't it? We can all have a drink now, Will.
Well, to be honest, I haven't done dry January anyway. I've been enjoying a drink on a weekend, and I'm looking forward to staying at the fabulous Coniston Hotel this weekend for a couple of nights. Oh, rest and relaxation.
What a wonderful place. I used to work there, Will. Many years ago, I was head chef there, and the new head chef is awesome. Doing a great job. It's a wonderful hotel.
Well, we've got two nights. There's two restaurants there. I think there's the Huntsman and I can't quite remember the name of the other one, but we're in both restaurants. I'm looking forward to tasting. Last time I went there, I had some type of game. I think it was pheasant or something.
Oh,
it was wonderful.
Like a pheasant burger. Yeah, pheasant burgers are legendary.
Yeah, so looking forward to being at the Coniston this weekend. And back to the Food and Drink Show tonight, Steph. What are we cooking this evening?
Well, tonight, Will, we're going a little bit retro. We're going a little bit
old
back,
school.
Back to school, really. Yeah. I just thought, you know, it's a very difficult time of year, really, at the minute, because there's not that much out there. And pineapple is actually in season. And I just thought, how can we jazz up some pineapple? And I know it's not particularly Yorkshire, but we're doing it with a spice rum and we're doing a pineapple upside down cake.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Which, the last time I made one of these, I was at school. That's how long ago.
So it's just about 10 years ago, Steph.
Something like that.
Plus a bit of VAT. So, Steph, just tell me where we start then with this cake, because it looks absolutely amazing. I mean, we'll tweet some of the photos, but where do we start with this?
Well, the beauty of a cake like this is you can make it as plain and simple or as complicated as you like. Now, you can make it with tin pineapple and you can use the juice from the tin pineapple. You can make it with fresh pineapple. I've got fresh pineapple running through the cake. I've got some pineapple rings. You put those in the bottom. You make a caramel sauce. You sit that in the bottom. Then you pop on the top. You've got your butter and sugar and egg and pineapple pieces in the cake batter. And it makes a very light batter. I added a tiny bit of spice rum because I quite like spice rum and it's in the caramel sauce. And we've got the little glacé cherries in there just to sort of poke out, like little eyes poking out the top of this cake. So it is a retro, old classic, but, you know, sometimes those are really great fun and it's nice to revisit it, really.
And perfect for this time of the year as well, you know, a heartwarming winter dessert recipe.
Yeah, it is. It's a pudding. It's not expensive to make, it's not difficult to cook, and it's one of those that freezes really well. Just bear in mind with the glacé cherries, you have sulfites in there. Sulfites are an allergen, as well as the gluten and the dairy in the milk in there. But it's a lovely, lovely cake, and it sort of shines. You know, it's one of these, you turn it upside down, and you've got that lovely mirror sort of bright, vibrant top with the glistening, with the caramel sauce. And I think that, with a very light crumb, is lovely.
Do you know, it looks fantastic. Just remind me how many it serves.
Well, this particular one, if you were in my house, it would serve four. But maybe in other houses, it might serve six.
So, OK, well, shall we dig in then, Steph?
Let's go for it. Here we go, Will. So, that caramelly finish on the outside, very, very sweet. But really rich, really lovely, but a nice light crumb in there. I think the crumb counts for a lot.
I tell you what, I think we're going to enjoy the next hour polishing this one off. Steph Moon, thank you very much for your time this week, as always.
All the best to see you, Will.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week.
On Stay FM.